This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. It was a tough time this past weekend for residents of the Jemez Mountains living along State Road 4 near the Cajete Fire. The blaze that began last week in the vicinity of the Valles Caldera National Preserve. Many had to be evacuated. Fortunately, firefighters got a grip on the fire over the weekend, and the residents were allowed to return starting on Sunday. However, the Santa Fe National Forest determined the cause of the Cajete Fire was completely preventable. It was started by an abandoned campfire. So after this word from our media partner, we'll go over some basic safety tips when it comes to putting out your campfires this summer. I'll have that after this word from our media partner.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Late June in New Mexico is the peak of wildfire season.
Even without restrictions in place, we're asking that people, you know, be mindful of campfire safety procedures.
Wendy Mason is the Wildfire Prevention and Communications Coordinator at the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department.
We've got the 4th of July coming up, which is always, you know, a time where we see fireworks. Everybody loves fireworks. But you got to have that bucket of water next to you, you know. You have to be mindful and think about not just your safety, but the safety of the people around you.
This is especially pertinent now as a relatively wet spring produced fire fuels that are vulnerable with the hot, dry weather that's hit New Mexico in recent weeks.
Wow. We do see some parts of New Mexico still appearing green, especially in northern New Mexico. With the heat that we've been having, that green will not last long. We must be mindful of the conditions wherever we go in the state and take extra precautions always.
When discussing wildfires, Mason notes that while humans are the leading cause of them, it doesn't have to be that way.
An abandoned campfire near the Velocitos de los Indios caused the Cayete Fire. It put firefighters at risk. It forced residents to flee their homes, not knowing if they would have anything to come back to. Thankfully, they did. They were able to return. Their homes were still standing, and thanks to all of the firefighters who were out there and are still out there right now, continuing to battle that fire and make sure that everybody's safe.
My conversation with Mason took place on Monday, by the way. She says when it comes to putting out your campfire, this is what you need to do.
Bring a shovel and plenty of water to make sure that you can put your campfire completely out. You want it completely out before you leave. Use an existing fire ring or a fire pit. Clear all flammable material at least 5 feet away from the fire in all directions. Don't build a campfire on a windy day. Keep your campfire small and use dry wood, no bigger than the fire ring or the pit. Keep water nearby to put on the fire if it gets out of control. Always have water handy. Never leave a campfire unattended, even for a few minutes. You always have to keep an eye on it. An ember can travel up to a mile.
Wendy Mason with the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department. While firefighters were battling the Cajete Fire on Sunday, they also had to contend with three additional abandoned campfires caused by neglect. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.